That's a good one. My first coach was Luke Day. He now currently coaches, or he's the strength and conditioning coach at Marshall Football University, and he was my first D-line coach. The most valuable thing he taught me was effort. You know, never stopping on the ball, never when the ball is on the ground, go for it, go get it, just never stopping.
My first coach was Ron Hutchinson. Little League football. Taught me to be tough and dependable. I think, you know, back then, was getting introduced to pass tackling football. So one thing that we wanted to bring to it was toughness and just being dependable and being accountable for your teammates.
You know, I don't remember my Little League coaches' names, but I will say Dan Algio from Cardinal Harrow High School, who has just recently passed. One of the most unbelievable guys I've ever met. Just instilled so many great values in me, and rest in peace to you, Dan.
My first coach was this guy named Xavier Walton out of Chicago. I just remember him talking me into coming out playing football, and the first thing we did was we ran a lap, and I was like, this isn't football, I don't like this. And turns out the first time I hit someone, I fell in love with it. The most valuable thing Xavier taught me was just consistency. Nothing beats hard work. You know, kind of taught us just be respectful to your elders, listen to your coaches, listen to your parents, your teachers, and it'll take you a long way.
First coach was a man named Tom Sawyer, who's a legend in New Hampshire. He's retired now, but learned a whole lot of lessons on the field and off the field. Learned a lot from Coach Sawyer.